Hi, and thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Inside Outdoor podcast. My name is Gerald Baldino, and I'm one of the editors here at Inside Outdoor. Today, we're sitting down with Louis Steck, who is president and founder of Fitter First. Although, Louis, I hear you're not actually sitting down today.
No, you'd be hard-pressed to find me doing that, Gerald. Sorry, that seems like something I do when I have a short time for a break. I'm currently on an active office board, which is a floating platform that we had at OR for a number of years. It's a product we developed so that when you're standing at your standing desk, it's not like an anti-fatigue mat. It's got four foam legs that create a floating sensation, very much like standing on a paddleboard. Very subtle, small twitch muscles in the core are activated, but it's not disrupting my posture, nor is it disrupting my visual alignment with my monitor or my keyboard. And that's the movement the active office board sort of naturally creates, these micro movements around good posture. And that's leading us to developing something called an active living board, which is really the same item, slightly different coloring and such, but more for the lifestyle around the home. Now that the home and the office, in fact, are even the same place, active office, active living, who knows what we call offices and homes nowadays, right?
And so this is really solving sort of a fundamental issue that people have been dealing with for centuries now. I mean, you're really kind of focusing on improving the way that people stand and deal with gravity.
Well, yeah, you know, you may be sitting right now. If you are, you know, stand up periodically, certainly every 30 minutes or more often, you know, you don't want to ever sit for longer than 30 minutes. And if you're sitting for more than 30 minutes, or if you're sitting and you feel like you need to move and you're not sure what you need to do, but you know you need to do something, the answer, this is right down to NASA research, the answer is to stand up. Stand up for 1 minute, literally with good posture, take a deep breath and give your body 1 minute to recalibrate. What that means is you stand up with good posture, like I said, take a deep breath and literally do nothing for approximately a minute. Your organs drop down, your body naturally contracts around them, supports them, your blood pressure goes down, your heart rate goes up, the blood pumps to your brain, your eyes and ears being your balance, visual and hearing, they recalibrate with the change in body position and your entire body proprioceptive system recalibrates to that new position in relationship to gravity, being upright and erect. And fundamentally, that takes approximately a minute to happen. And if you do that every 30 minutes, you know, in a day, especially if you're sitting a lot, that is the most useful thing you can do for your body, according to research with scientists at NASA who are trying to help astronauts coming from outer space recover from a non-gravity environment. They found they had the best results if they just made sure they did that every half an hour. So if you're sitting at your desk and you know you want to move somehow and your butt's sore, and you're just not sure what to do, the answer is simply stand up.
It sounds like a very interesting system you have going here. I'd like to back up for a minute and talk a little bit about the company. Tell me a little bit about Fitter First and how you came to start this organization.
At 23 years old, I hurt my knee and had my meniscus removed from my left knee, and I was also born with very awkward feet. Basically Hansen ski boots, the biggest size they made were size 13 and I had size 14 feet at 14 years old. So I made the size 13s fit and loved skiing. And that was great until my feet got so sore and I had such bad spurs in my feet that I pretty much had to stop wearing shoes. So, and after I had the knee surgery, then I ended up having double foot surgery and I spent quite a bit of time at 23 years old on crutches. And I had fundamentally lost my balance. My proprioception and my body awareness was so bad that I really didn't have much confidence in my mobility. And in an effort to try to get it back, I got my older brother to help me design this thing called the ProFitter. It's a ski machine that was based off this Austrian product we saw, a lateral cross-training device that went side to side. And I found it really helped me get my balance back. So we decided to try to build this. I borrowed $3,000 and we built a couple in the backyard in the mud pit behind my rental apartment. And success came when Nancy Green and Todd Brooker, two famous Canadian racers, saw it when I showed it to them at this Ken Reed Invitational. And they both said they'd like to buy one. They'd both been injured and thought it would be helpful for recovery. So I went back to Calgary in late 84, early 85, and decided to try to build these things. And we built four and then built eight and put them in my car and started selling them door to door. And the therapists who saw this, that were really keen on sports medicine, fell in love with it. And that's really how Fitter, you know, formed. And I listened to those customers and they said to me, they loved this, you know, independent foot pads, flexing and rotating. So each leg had to work on its own. You went rhythmically back and forth on a rocking base against six different tension settings. And users could, you know, with knee and ankle and hip problems, could utilize this product to recover and regain their skill set. And then, you know, literally it led me to be ski racing. And then I made it to the national ski team at 30 years old and spent 5 years racing World Cup speed skiing for Canada and carried this product with me all over the world. I exposed it through 3 Olympic Games and got it on TV all over the world. And we just bootstrapped and bootstrapped and bootstrapped and, you know, just kept trying and kept showing it to people. And most importantly, I listened to the physical therapist who told me what other products they wanted. And we have sold, you know, literally millions of balance boards worldwide now. We're the world leader in balance boards and we do very high quality balance products. And our slogan is leading the world to better balance. And we're in our 36th year now.
What a story and what a transformation. And it's really remarkable to see how the company has grown.
That's kind of the Fitter story, how we got started. Mm-hmm.
So talk to me a little bit about the some of the foundational elements of the company, some of the pillars that the company is built on.
We always talk to people about it's more about stage, not age. A lot of things in people's lives happen. It's sometimes age related, but really it's more about the stage of your life that a person's in. And in my particular situation, in my 20s, I was injured and was trying to get my health back. So, you know, that my priority in life was at 24 years old to lose your balance and not be able to do sports and be active. That's a very difficult place to be. So you're highly motivated to try to solve that problem. In my 30s, I had gotten my health back and I really dreamed and always wanted to be a World Cup ski racer. And I had an opportunity after racing luge for 5 years to start speed skiing. I'd never done it, but I put on my luge suit and I had some downhill skis I'd swapped a Pro Fitter for with Todd Brooker. And I saw guys training on the 90 meter jump and I went there and lo and behold, I was a very strong speed skier right out of the gate. Within a year, I was invited to the national team and I you know, qualified for the 92 Olympics, didn't end up going, but I did very well in a lot of World Cup races and did 5 years of traveling in the World Cup circuit. And then 1995, my first son was born and I had kids and one of them had a health problem when he was born. And when you have a young family, there's nothing more important than the wellness of the family. So the third pillar came along and we called it family fitness. And what was interesting, all the products we made, the balance boards, the bongo boards, the fitness balls that we brought into Canada, foam rollers, tubing products, Bosu hadn't come to the market yet, nor TRX, but we were the first distributor for both those products ever in the world. We didn't invent them, but we met the inventors and I helped, you know, I became their first distributors because I was always looking for new products. But all of those three pillars, it was interesting. The products that we applied to the pillars were always the same. It was just the stage of life we were in that we used the products differently. And then when I stopped ski racing and traveling to the trade shows full-time all over the world, I started sitting at a desk and I hated the idea of sitting mostly for 8 hours a day. So I got a standing desk, what I saw in Denmark when I was ski racing, and started active sitting on a ball. And we first started with active sitting, and then we switched it to active office. And that was in the late 90s. And that was the fourth pillar. So, you know, they were injury and prevention, training and athletics, family fitness, and active office. And what we know is in all four situations, whatever stage of life you're in, if you learn SAM, which is practice stability in your daily living, you'll have better agility at play this weekend or tonight and better mobility for life. And we call that SAM. And we even have a person called Sam, a little character. And it doesn't matter if you're young or middle age or getting on in years. If you practice stability every day, you will age more gracefully, have less injuries and stay healthier and have a higher quality of life. And that's the four pillars that Fitter are built on.
And now Fitter First is really targets about five different industries, you said, right?
Well, yes, we started in the physical therapy industry, which we're still very active in. I pursued the fitness industry for years, and then I really realized after a while to not put such a focus on the fitness, which is cardio and strength and balance, of course. But that's kind of 3 to 4 hours a week for the average person. I was looking at that industry and looking how competitive it was and said, well, I don't want to fight for that 3 or 4 hours a week. I'm much more interested in helping the average person improve 40 to 50 hours a week in the office. You know, it's very competitive for yoga and Pilates and CrossFit. So I looked and said, no one's trying to help people improve their work environment. So I said, I'm going after active office and I'm going to really work on the corporate environment and try to help people change the way they work and make their work environment incorporate balance and stability as a daily habit for 8 hours a day, a much bigger target to aim for, and everybody's in it. And that's where they're making money. That's not where they're spending money. So that was sort of the big industry we went after. And then we also do the athletic training industry, which is all the colleges and universities. Those young athletes in high school and university are trying to prevent injuries, or if they do get injured, you know, they have a short career for 4 years in college. They use our products extensively while they're in college to try to prevent injuries and be the best athletes they can before they get onto the next stage of life. So the athletic training industry is a very big part of our business. But that's, again, a stage in life for a lot of young people. And a lot of those young people see our brand and use our brand in college. And then they go on to the workplace and remember us. And then they go into the outdoor retailer and say, that's that product I used when I was in college playing football or playing basketball. And they see our brand and they remember it helped them get over an injury and be the best athlete they could be. And they'll often buy it because they'd like to continue to have that benefit in their active family life.
Now, I really love your slogan, which is healthy customers buy more gear. Can you expand on that a bit for us?
Well, I looked at this for a long time after doing SIA for years and years, and then I started doing OR and I really looked at it, and it's my lifestyle. Like, I live right outside the Rocky Mountains. I'm in Calgary, Alberta. That's where we manufacture most of our products. And, you know, we live the life that all of us, you know, jointly go to OR, and I'm in my essence there. Mm-hmm. If that's my work, I'm a lucky guy, right? Because the only other place I'd rather be is in the outdoors. So
I hear you.
So I couldn't be happier. I don't mind the PT shows, but I want to go to OR and SIA and places like that, or be outside. And what I've really tried to explain to these, the owners of the retail stores, especially nowadays with the specialty market getting more and more critical to the survival of businesses, both in the running industry and any kind of outdoor activity, it doesn't matter what it is. It's wherever people's hearts are at. What do they love to do? But they're looking to the retail owner and the specialized store as the expert. And people come in and they talk to us, the experts in the business, about the gear and about the best tents and the best boots and the best everything. And they're taking those hard-earned dollars they spend, they make 40 hours a week at work, and they want to buy the right things. And they talk to the staff and the owners of the stores about, you know, you're the expert, you know what I need, help me make a good decision here. And what I've learned is that those stores that start to pick up this subcategory, this, SKUs on the side, they might sometimes do some yoga and have some exercise mats and, you know, have a few peripheral items on the side that kind of tie into health and wellness because their customers are interested in that. The ones that start to pick up some, slant boards and balance boards and some of all our products really promote lifestyle. When you look at the packaging, we show the lifestyle in our green, blue, and black diamond products. They show rock climbers and skiers and hockey players and joggers and cyclists and kayakers and stuff. So we say, if this is the lifestyle you want to live, then this is a product you want to incorporate in your life to stay healthy. So you have on the weekends and when you have time to go out and do it, you're in good shape and you're healthy and you can do it. And, you know, often, even in the stores, a lot of these stores have a balance board out for their staff to use, or an active office board behind the counter, because their staff's also stuck in the store for 8 hours a day standing behind a counter. Sure, they're moving, but if they can stand on one of these products like I am right now, it helps their health as well, and then they prevent injuries. And often the owners of the stores end up blowing a knee or ankle, and then they start using it themselves, and then they go, aha, wow, this is awesome. I should have this at work. And then all of a sudden they become evangelists to their own customers. And so it's a shame. It's always getting hurt is usually the reason people buy in. And it's kind of like, you know, people, you know, if you don't brush your teeth until you get a bunch of cavities and then you decide to start brushing your teeth, it seems like, wouldn't it be nice if you could take care of your oral health before that all happened? And it becomes very apparent when a staff member comes in on crutches with a broken ankle that they're not buying new hiking boots. You know, they're going to the rehab clinic and using our products, trying to get over the broken ankle. And we're trying to say, what if you could have prevented the broken ankle? What if you could help that person simply be stronger? And, you know, we've seen some really good success with the stores that have kind of adapted that philosophy of prevention and maintenance and helping their customers make better decisions with those hard-earned work dollars. Because not out hiking every day. A lot of them are in the office and at home, and their kids are at home and their family are doing sports. And when they start to do this and carry our products on one part and they have this active area, it has a profound difference on the attitude of their customers as well.
So question for you, how do you respond to retailers who might not want to carry peripheral SKUs?
There's always a question of what is the square footage and do they have enough room? Our products aren't huge, but they're not tiny. We're certainly not asking the retailer to carry a ton of stock. Like, we're not trying to load them up with over inventory. So, you know, kind of one to show and one to go is often what we promote. You know, they have to be thinking a little bit in a philosophy that they're going to get it. And if they flat out say, we don't have anything outside of the exact category we're in, then I guess they're not going to drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak. But I suggest that they talk to their own staff. I've walked into some stores and had staff standing on wobble boards and say, so why are you standing on that? So, oh, it's awesome. Do you sell them? No, we don't sell them. Mm-hmm. That seems rather awkward, you know, because your customers would like to know why you think it's awesome, yet you're not selling it. So I would just encourage them to talk to their customers and find out how many of them have used these products in their lives and how many of them go to sports medicine stores and other places to buy them for their family and their wives and you know, would consider buying them from that store. And this is a good one because every athlete from every college has used it growing up. Every young family has kids that will be exposed to our products in soccer and in their school sports. And they know our brand. They've seen it. They've stood on it. And when they see it in the store, they'll go, I've used that. I like that product. I wouldn't mind having that.
Last question to wrap things up here. What do you love about Fitter First? What keeps you motivated on a daily basis?
You know, I think the reality is that what we do affects everybody. And like I said before, it's a little bit like a toothbrush or a seatbelt. We never used to wear seatbelts when I was young. And now it's actually become mandated. And standing desks weren't a thing. And now they're pretty much a huge thing because they make such a difference in quality of life. We have the ability and do every single day help people in every single walk of life have a higher quality of living and higher quality of life. And to the degree that we can successfully help people achieve the aha moment of saying, I can improve my quality of life by implementing some of these tools in my daily practice and prevent injuries in many cases, but it's really hard to know when you prevented an injury because you don't have the injury. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's very important because it happens. And time and gravity wins. Like, everyone needs to really understand, we're all in the same game. Time and gravity rules don't change. And we are all going to lose to time and gravity. So we all need to play this game as smart as we can. And the older we get, the trickier the game gets. So the sooner you start to play smart against the rules of time and gravity, and we particularly play with the rules of gravity with our products, have a good relationship with gravity pulling you to earth and have good proprioception and good balance and use it every day, especially that 8 hours that you're sitting at a desk or standing at a desk trying to make your living so you can go play on the weekend. And don't just sit like a bump on a log. Make it so that you're moving. It's not about just standing. It's about mobility and movement and posture and having a good relationship with gravity. And if you get the tools in your world that let you move properly, then you're going to age more gracefully, prevent injuries, and have a much higher quality of life. And to be honest, you're going to be active and you're going to buy more gear.
Louis, it's been great chatting with you today. Love learning about what you guys are doing. How can we learn more information?
Well, our website is www.fitter1, that's a digit 1.com. We have wholesale and retail websites, US and Canada. And, you know, we're happy to work with people. Our toll-free number is 1-800-FITTER1. I'm available at that number, as is our team. We ship North American wide every day. And our number one objective is to grow our wholesale program. We've got very favorable wholesale rates and discounts. And, you know, we have all the stuff you can, you know, a retailer would want. We offer most of the hot selling products, like the entry, the wobble boards, active office boards, slant boards, are all MSRP under $100, have solid margins with case lot discounts and good four color retail packaging. We are here to grow our wholesale program and work with the retailer. And that's my number one objective after 35 years. We do a little bit consumer direct, but we really want to grow our relationship with the regional retailers that specialize in taking care of their customers with a first-class service to help keep them healthy and keep them active and keep them buying gear and keep them in the outdoors. I always say to people in my closing note, balance is the essence of movement and movement is the essence of life. So let's keep living life with lots of movement.
Excellent, excellent. And we'll be sure to look for you at the next outdoor retailer event as well, right?
Well, I'm trying.
All right.
We're doing what we can with the new normal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. One day at a time here.
Yeah. Gravity's still pulling down though. So let's stay on it and have good posture and keep moving.
Sounds great. Louis, it's been great chatting with you today. Stay safe out there and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, gentlemen. All the best.
All right. Take care.